Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Yom Kippur, or Sudny Day in Ukrainian, is the holiest and most solemn day of the year for Jews, as the focus is on atonement and repentance. Yom Kippur completes the annual period known in Judaism as the High Holy Days, or in Hebrew, Yamim Noraim, meaning Days of Awe. According to Jewish tradition, on Rosh Hashanah, God inscribes each person's fate for the coming year into the Book of Life and waits until Yom Kippur to seal the verdict. During the Days of Awe, a Jew tries to amend his or her behavior and seek forgiveness for wrong done against God and against other human beings. The end of Yom Kippur brings absolution by God. The 10 days leading up to Yom Kippur are known as the 10 days of repentance. During this period, Jews are encouraged to seek out anyone they may have offended and sincerely request forgiveness, so that the new year can begin with a clean slate. This process of repentance is called Teshuva in Hebrew, and it is a crucial part of Yom Kippur. Despite what many people may think, transgressions from the previous year are not forgiven through prayer, fasting, and participation in Yom Kippur services. Jewish tradition teaches that only offenses committed against God can be forgiven on Yom Kippur. Therefore, it is important that people make an effort to reconcile with others before participating in Yom Kippur services. Yom Kippur is a day to draw closer to God through prayer and fasting. Total abstention from food and drink usually begins 20 minutes before sundown and ends after nightfall the following day. For Orthodox Jewish men wearing white clothes, in particular a white robe called a kittel, is traditional to symbolize one's purity on this day. On the day before Yom Kippur, many also immerse themselves in the ritual baths called a mikvah. At the Yom Kippur service, a head covering is required for men and optional for married women. The Yom Kippur temple service includes a public confession of sins and a special order of service, which recalls the ancient service performed by the holy priest of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem to bring atonement and spiritual cleaning to the Jewish people. Yom Kippur is also a day to remember our loved ones who have left this world, as well as to remember those who were persecuted just for being born Jewish and who perished at the hands of the enemies of humanity. As well, Yom Kippur is a day of reconciliation, when Jews strive to make amends with people to better understand each other. As Jews have lived together with the Ukrainian people for ages, looking back over time, we can see that black outside forces attempted to ruin our relations, working hard to break the unique cultural, economical, and societal ties between our peoples. Therefore, we commemorate in our Iskor, our remembrance prayers, those Ukrainian and Jewish people who perished during Holodomor and the Holocaust, and during the many terrible pogroms initiated by the Tsar's Black Hundreds and other destructive movements. Those forces and their rules must be studied in depth and documented by reputable and fair-minded historians. Meanwhile, in Ukraine today, Jews and Ukrainians have a rare opportunity to rebuild and strengthen the cordial ties binding us together for centuries. Throughout the year, and at this time especially, we ask God's blessing and guidance as we walk together towards that blessed goal. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.